Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Healing Circle, which is a panel comprised of spiritual teacher Pat Edwards, myself as a former social worker, and our special guest tonight, Dace. We come together every week for topical discussions in which we share our experience, strength, and hope about everyday life. From depression to connection, we cover all the issues you feel and see as you walk life's sacred journey. Listeners are encouraged to call in and contribute to the show because we all have hard-earned wisdom we need to share. Join us every week at the same day and time. And for today's show, we're going to be talking about grounding yourself and about angels. And I invite you to join in and participate, or if you prefer, to just listen. But I will be calling on you to see if you want to participate, so please don't hang up. If you just want to listen, that's okay. Just let me know that. We do have a bit of background noise, Kat. I don't know if that's coming from you. It's kind of like an air tunnel.
Okay, and it's probably me. Sorry.
That's all right. That's all right. We can live with it. It's not a problem. So, folks, I know that you can hear the voices. There's a little bit of background noise. It sounds like the wind blowing, but that's just the nature of long-distance telephone. And Pat is in Australia. Let me let you know that she is a spiritual teacher. She's an international psychic medium and a life coach. And if you want to explore her website, I'm going to give you that information, and I'm going to let her let you know what she does. And also, Dace is a card reader. He does tarot readings, and he's an intuitive, and I'm going to give you his information too. So first of all, Kat's information, her website is Kat, spelled like the animal cat, C-A-T. KatEdwardsClairvoyant.com. And Kat, what would you like to say before we begin about your services?
Well, I specialize in life and business direction, helping people to find traction when they've lost their way or they're feeling a little bit low or they're slumped. So if you come to see me and seek my counsel over a problem or an issue, you may want a one-off session, which is a spiritual guidance session, which will give you all my education as a life coach. I am a qualified life coach. And will also give you my abilities as a clairvoyant medium and as a spiritual teacher, all wrapped into one session. If you want to work with me on an ongoing basis as either for me to mentor you, I can do that in your business, especially for spiritual businesses. Or if you would like me to life coach you in an ongoing basis, I can do that as well. So you can connect with me at katedwardsclairvoyant.com. Also here in Australia, I'm a civil funeral celebrant, but I don't do funeral services outside Australia. And I'm actually on my way to look after a family just now, so I apologize for the road noise while we're on the radio. So, yeah, contact. You can also friend me on Facebook at Kat Edwards, and my Facebook page is Kat Edwards Life Coach and Spiritual Professional. Please make contact with me after the show. I'm more than happy to chat to you.
Perfect. Dace. Dace can be found at D-A-C-E. That's his professional name, Dace53.com. And Dace, what would you like to say about your services?
Hey, guys. So, yeah, I'm a professional tarot card reader.
I've been reading professionally for about 5 years. You can go to my website, daves53.com, like Dave said, to learn more about it and what tarot cards are, things like that. I'm also an angel card reader, and I'll be talking, I'm going to have a little story to describe how I became an angel card reader, which might help some other people who are thinking about it. And I read oracle cards. I just read my tarot cards strictly intuitively. I don't use spreads. And you can ask just about any kind of question you want, from business to you know, whatever you're having an issue with. The only thing that I don't do is I don't do soulmates. I don't do soulmates. I do twin flame stuff, but I don't do soulmates. So if you need help with, you know, just about anything, I like doing relocation. I've done a lot of relocation. What might happen if I move here? Is it a good idea? Will it work? Will it won't work? So there are lots of options, and you can find out more from my website.
Perfect. All right. Well, let's get into it, folks. We have three callers on the line tonight, including Dace. And Kat, as I said, is coming to us from Australia, and it's always a privilege to work with her. We have Eleanor, and we have a caller from area code 703, and it might be the caller that brought up the topic of angels. Let me check in. Hi, what is your name, please? Oh, just a minute. Let me bring your mic live. Hi, area code 703. What is your name, please?
Hi, my name's Andrea.
Andrea, hi there. How are you?
I'm doing great. How are you guys doing?
Oh, excellent. Excellent. Speaking for myself, how about you, Dace and Kat?
I'm
doing
great,
awesome.
Right?
All right.
I'm feeling good.
Well,
thanks,
Andrea,
guys.
I'm going to mute your mic for the time being, but I will come back to you if you want to participate in the discussion. And we're going to start off talking about angels. And I don't have a lot to share other than to say that, and I'm going to defer to David, and Kat's going to talk about her experience. What I will say is this. I believe in angels. I've experienced angels that I'm not aware of, but I also was encouraged to work with the following archangels, and I do every day: Michael, Gabriel, Raphael, Ariel, Uriel, Metatron, and Iahel. I pray to them every day for protection, and I ask them to protect me from four things. Ever since I did that, I've had total protection from all of those four things. And I think the most important thing that I do in return to them is express my gratitude. When I do that, and I'm feeling it right now, I feel this tremendous rush coming up through my crown chakra, and it's amazing. The vibrational level right now is amazing. I'm so grateful for their help. It brings me to tears. And so that's all I have to share on angels. Kat, what do you want to say?
No, angels are a species of higher sentient being. They're not human. They are angels. They're angelic. And I had come to work with them and experience them, and in my own practice, I refer to them as angelic, as they would refer to us as humans. I've also found that once I've called on them for protection has come, and I feel that one of their major roles is in protection. They are just the same as us in the fact that they must learn and grow. There are good and bad, and that is all part of learning and growing. They will have their own challenges and dilemmas in their lives, and they must have time out. They must have time in. So they are benevolent and malevolent, depending on their vibration and what they're up to. Now, they are usually not physically seen, and that is because of the frequency that they vibrate at. It is not necessarily that they are not physical or that they are spiritual. They have a vibration that is higher, so it is more difficult to see with the naked eye. It is much easier to see an angelic if you are looking through your third eye. Having said that, I have seen what I think was an angel with my physical eyes, and I was about 24, 25, and I went to see a homeopath. I was very, very ill. And she was walking me out to my car. I was so ill, I needed to be taken out by the arm. And I felt this beautiful touch that gave me goose pimples down my left arm, but it caused me to turn to my right. And I looked into her waiting room, and we had just crossed the threshold, and I looked back, and I saw this being, which was golden white light. It was as from the floor to the ceiling, and it was like a giant sparkle. And I just dropped my jaw in awe, and I looked at her, and then I said, "You've got an angel in your room," and I looked back, and it was gone. And that was when I went, "Oh, I think angels might be real." Before that, I'd heard other people's accounts, but I'd never seen one for myself. Fast forward to 2016, and I was doing some shows around Southeast Queensland. I went on a little mini tour, and the shows involved teaching about spirit guides and about angels and hierarchy structures and things like that. And I would give the audience members a message from their spirit guide, and I would go within and I'd see their spirit guide, and I would be able to describe them, and very often it made a lot of sense to the people. And then I'd go to a list of angels that I'd printed out, because there's so many, it's very difficult to remember them all. I'm sure there's some people who know every single one, but in 2016 I had a teething 2-year-old, and I was very sleep deprived, so there's no way I was going to remember them all. And I had a pendulum, and I would run the pendulum over the list, and I would find their angel on the list, and it would, 9 times out of 10, complement their spirit guide. Other times, I'd go within to look for their spirit guide, and I would see a luminescent blue light, which was lighting up the silhouette of a being which looked very much like an angel. And I would say, "Oh, I think you've got an angel with you that's your spirit guide." And then I would hear the name, and I'd say, "Archangel Raphael," or "angel this or that." And they would say, "Yes, that's who I work with the most." So that angel was actually guiding them as much as it was protecting them. I think angels are represented in majority of cultures, indigenous as well as Western, and are certainly represented in Abrahamic religion, Abrahamic religions, which are Christianity, Judaism, and Islam, but they are represented in many other forms throughout the world. And they are highly important to human beings. A lot of human beings love them. They really, absolutely, truly adore them. And that should be honored. What do you think, Dave?
Okay. What I think is, I already said hello to cats. So, and I always love listening to cats. It's just amazing information. I didn't tell you that before, cats, but I do enjoy it. Okay, so... let me mention my website, because I have an angel page on there, which is date. You can go directly to it just by typing in days53.com/angels. And I have there's a PDF file there. It's free. You can download it. It's 219 pages, and it's called The Truth About Angels. So if you're interested, or you want to know more, you can download that. And it talks to, it's just all about angel stuff. So I want to real quickly say, tell a little story about something that happened to me last year, because a lot of time I believe that's the best way to do it, through analogies. So here I am. I'm calling myself a professional tarot card reader. This was a year ago. And because I really believe in angels, I still had kind of an issue with myself calling myself an angel card reader. So I was sitting there one night, and I'm thinking, you know, if I'm going to call myself an angel, what is it about other angel card readers that make them think that they can talk to angels? So, you know, I had some doubts about it. You know, how can I call myself an angel card reader? How am I different from them? Or how are they different from me? So it really came down to like a moral dilemma, okay? Because, and I'm telling people this story because I'm sure that there are other readers out there that may be experiencing the same thing, okay? So my theory was, if angels are only here as messengers of God, God's messengers, then why would I even have the tenacity to think that I could somehow ask them for help or ask for guidance when they're really here just working for God, you know? So as soon as I started asking myself those questions, I look over to my left, which I have a picture of an angel poster and some other things. Now, this is just one thing that has happened to me throughout my life. I mean, lots and lots of things have happened through crystal work and everything else. So I had a moral dilemma, and this is what I heard. They're like, look over here. So I look over to my left, I look at my poster, and I hear it crystal clear. They can provide divine guidance. Actually, what they said was, we can provide divine guidance. So I'm saying, oh, okay, all right. Well, so this is a conversation I was having with him. So I said was, okay, fine. Can you show me? Can you verify that to me? You know? And what they said was, sarcastically, lovingly sarcastically, which is how they have to deal with me because I'm so thick-headed. I really am. I'm kind of thick-headed. I mean, things just have to be proven to me, you know. And so what they said was, sarcastically, well, you're a tarot card reader. Why don't you do a reading and find out? Right? And I'm going, yeah, okay, I guess I can do that, you know. Kind of. They always have a way of putting it back on the person, and which forces them to look at themselves, at least for me. So I sat there for like a half hour thinking, you know what, if the reading goes well, and if they can somehow prove to me, like I have a right to have them prove something to me, right? But if they can, then I'm going to wake up tomorrow, and I'm going to call myself an angel card reader. Now, having been a tarot card reader for many years, you know, this is a big step, because I'm basically committing myself to working with them and telling myself that I believe in them and I believe what they can do, and you know, the big mystery's over. Okay, I believe in angels. Where most of the time I think we all doubt ourselves. So again, they said, well, you're a tarot card reader, sarcastically, why don't you find out? So I said, okay. I took my John Holland Psychic Tarot deck, which has 65 cards. Okay, 65 cards. I said, okay, fine. I'll do a 3-card reading, and if you can prove to me that what I'm hearing is true and I'm not crazy, then I'll wake up tomorrow and I'll call myself an angel card reader. There was three. I pulled 3 cards. One of the cards was Transformation, which I actually just uploaded to my website, to my angel page, so people can see it. There was 3 cards. One was Patience, one was Temptation, which is actually in the Rider Waite deck would be the devil, which I found extremely interesting. And then the third one, was Transformation, which was the only card in the entire deck that has wings on it. It's actually a picture of a fairy, but it's the only card in the deck that has wings. I'll tell you what, I almost fell out of my chair. I couldn't believe it. I mean, wow. So, again, dickhead in me, you know. I pretty much had to accept it as a fact, even though it's kind of, it's still hard to comprehend. Okay, so a lot, I say this because you hear a lot of stories from people that see angel numbers, 111, 222, things like that. And it's kind of hard to comprehend, but I'm here to tell you, if you're not as thick-headed as me, please believe it, because I really believe it, it's true. And I thought it was also interesting that the card in the middle was basically the devil card. That would have been the devil card in the Rider Waite. So here you got spiritual warfare between, I believe in spiritual warfare, you know, between demons and angels. I have for many, many years. And this was also a second message that was involved in there, you know, that there is actually spiritual warfare going on. You know, the bad guys, which are demons, which are also angels, they're angels. So if an angel appeared in front of you, the fact is, if it was a demon, you wouldn't even know. Because they're angels. They're just as powerful as angels. So I believe that there's this, you know, struggle going on between them. That's a separate story. But that's what I believe. And I've had other things where I've asked through my crystal work, like, what do you look like? And I've seen a couple of things. And I also asked, at what times in my life had you played a role in my life? And I've seen things, memories of things that have happened in my life where I had asked myself at the time, how did I ever get out of that? I have no idea how I ever got out of that situation. And now I know. Okay, so that's what makes me believe in angels. And a lot like Dave says, I feel like a lightness, and I feel kind of touching on top of my head, which is where my crown chakra is. So that's what I feel when I communicate with angels and stuff. So I hope people visit the page, not because they're visiting the page, but because there's a lot of information in one place. And that's what I think. I mean, it's just such a vast subject that we can only begin to touch on it here in a short amount of time. So that's why I wanted to give a real-life story in order to, you know, express my opinion, and I thought that was the best way for me to do that. So, yeah, I got tons of other stories, but, you know, we won't go into them, but that's what I believe, and that's what I think. And I think that whatever it is that you're going, that's happening in your life at that particular time in your life, when angels come in to help you, it's as if they automatically know which archangel is going to be needed to help you best in that particular situation. I've also found that to be true through seeing different colored orbs. You know, like if I see a green orb or a purple, something like that, that's a way for me that they tell me who's currently involved in my life. And then what I can do is I can go back and I can look up that angel, that archangel, because there are actually 72. There are 72 archangels, documented archangels. So the top five get all the credit, you know. It's kind of like NASCAR, right? Like, we only want to know about Dale Earnhardt and the top guys, but the fact is there are a lot of them. There are 72 just archangels. So that's what I think, guys.
Thank you so much, Dace. I just wanted to say a couple more things because some of the sharing that you did, Dace, reminded me of two things that were part of my experience that I wanted to share. You talked about the angel numbers. I get 44, and I get it dozens of times, sometimes dozens of times in a day. I get it every day, and I understand that means the angels are around you. I want to share something that is a little bit dark, but it's also filled with light. I've attempted suicide before, two times, and this one time I tried to hang myself. Long, long time ago, long, long time since I've had any inclination like that, over 30 years. But I tried to hang myself, and just as the noose was tightening, I believe angels were with me because there's no physical explanation for how I got out of that, but I did. I managed to undo the noose, holding on to the rope with one hand and undoing it with the other. And the only way I can think of that I had the strength to do that was that angels gave me the strength, because there's absolutely no physical explanation possible. And I share that because there's always hope. There's always light at the end of the tunnel, even in the darkest hour. And that was the darkest hour of my life. And light surrounded me. Light saved me. There's no reasonable explanation that I can think of that saved my life, other than that I was touched by an angel and saved by an angel, probably more than one of them. So I want to go to Eleanor, because she's been patiently sitting here. We lost Andrea. But Eleanor, I'd be thrilled to hear anything you have to say about angels or about grounding yourself. And any suggestions you might have along those lines would be great. And Eleanor, good evening.
Good evening. It's so nice to speak with all of you. I'm just so impressed. I had an angel protect me when I had my first psychotic break. I'm bipolar. And there was a demon outside my door. I had managed to become homeless. And there was a demon down the hallway. And my door was unlocked. And the demon approached my door and couldn't get in. He was the biggest man I've ever seen, wide as well as tall. And I felt that angels were protecting me during my whole experience at that time.
Well, thank you for sharing that, Eleanor. Go ahead. You wanted to say more.
Well, I just feel that I have lost contact with the angels, in a sense, because I'm changing and wanting to walk better. I'm extremely heavy, and I want to change that. But I need to find out how to get in touch with my angels. I was surprised to hear in this conversation that 111 is a righteous number, because 111 is the number of the house I was born into and my favorite combination of numerals.
Can I interrupt?
Would either of you like to address Eleanor's question?
Yeah, I would, because I'm at my website now, actually, and I'm looking at angel numbers. And it's interesting because 111, it says your intentions are manifesting quickly. Make sure you're focusing on what you actually want, not what you don't want. Okay, so that's 111. And then 444, David, says you are completely surrounded by angels. You are being guided through whatever you are focusing on. But I think they're also saying is that, you know, just like it says, your intentions are manifesting quickly. Make sure you're focusing on what you actually want, not what you don't want. So in other words, that would be a difference between saying, you know what, I'm so heavy, I can't do this. I'm so heavy, I can't do this. I'm so heavy. So you got to completely get rid of those words that you shouldn't use any of that in your vocabulary. Just concentrate on exactly what it is that you do want. And then they can start showing you. So, for example, the numbers would probably start changing. You know, you may start seeing 2-2 or 8-8 or whatever it is. And because obviously they can communicate with you through numbers because you recognize them. And if you don't recognize the message that they're trying to give you, then normally they'll find another way to do it. Like I don't do numbers. I've always done orbs. I've never really seen repeating numbers, but that's for me. So I think that they really know how to best get somebody's attention, and obviously that's how it's going to work for you. So that's what I think for the caller. Thanks, Dave.
Thank you. And her name is Eleanor, Dave. Thank you so much. Kat, is there anything you'd like to say to Eleanor?
You haven't lost touch with your angels. You've got a guardian angel that's there, signed up to be with you for life. And all you have to do is sit in silence, just at home, create a sacred space, and ask your guardian angel of the highest unconditional love. Always important to say the highest unconditional love and intend to only communicate with the highest unconditional love. And ask them to start to talk to you and to give you their love and their guidance and to start to take notice, because it's always in the subtle things that spirit will speak to us. But if you start seeing white feathers, that's often angels making contact with you. As you said, you like numbers. I like numbers as well. But, Eleanor, I've only ever met you over this radio show. And I know that you say that you have bipolar.
Yes.
But you are so beautiful. And you have an incredible wisdom, and you are so deep, and I think that you tap into your heart and your angels will tap back, because they're right there. They're not anywhere away. They're with you. You're worth investing in, and that's why they stand with you, because they love you.
Thank you. Thank you,
Eleanor,
Kat.
Thank you. I'm so grateful that you called in tonight, Eleanor. I'm wondering if there's anything you would like to share about how you ground yourself, and then we'll go around the panel and share whatever other people have to say. But I would like to start with you.
Well, I read in a book that if you're not getting your rewards as you plan to get your rewards, it's because your practices are on a C level. And I guess they want your practices to be on an A level. So I started meditating again. I was meditating, but I wasn't concentrated on the meditation. You see what I mean?
Yes.
And I started concentrating on three mantras and make some affirmations again with hope. My sister passed away, and I try to communicate with her in spirit. She's happy. She misses her children, and particularly her grandchild, who's a girl. She always wanted a girl, and spirit gave her a girl before she passed away.
Go ahead.
I want to have an A-level communication with my mantras instead of just a C-level. Because, as I say, the weight has been a problem that I don't seem to be able to shake, but I can. Being called beautiful by Kat makes me feel really wonderful, and that grounds me. Being recognized, because I used to be a local celebrity. I'm not anymore. I'm just average, normal person, but I used to be a local celebrity. And when I'm recognized by the kids that used to watch me on TV, that's very grounding. I have to learn how to accept it, though, and be more enthusiastic about the attention. I guess that's all.
Well, thank you so much, Eleanor. I really appreciate your sharing, and you may be stimulated to share more if we have time at the end of the show. Kat just messaged me on Facebook and said that she lost the sound. And so what I'd like to do is call her back. And while I'm doing that, Dace, would you be willing to share how you stay grounded or any thoughts that you have around grounding yourself?
Sure. Sure.
Okay. And while you do that, I'm going to just disappear, but the phone line will still be connected so that you can talk, and I'm going to get Kat back on the line.
Okay. I can handle it.
Thanks so much. Okay, I know you can.
Just let me know when you're back. Yeah,
okay, we'll do.
Back.
We'll do.
Well, I found that personally the quickest way for me to get grounded is probably listening to music. And mantras too. Mantras are amazing. That's an amazing way to get grounded. But I think the probably the best way and what I do most often to get grounded is to do something that I like. So, you know, it doesn't have to become any kind of shamanic journey, or you don't always need incense, though you might for you, you know, it depends who you are and how you do your thing. But I've always noticed one thing, that when I'm doing something that I really, really enjoy, like I'm stressed out, so I'm going to watch a movie, you know, no matter what it is, whenever I'm doing something that I have fun doing, for me, that grounds me. So for some people, it might just be painting, gardening, and also walking in nature, because nature is automatically balanced. You know, it's very difficult. I think I've said this before in here. It's difficult to walk into nature mad and walk out mad. So for me, that's an easy way, a relatively easy way to get grounded too. Also, a trick, I'm going to put this out. I don't think I've ever even told anyone. But if I start feeling really flighty and my thoughts are random and I feel ungrounded, that's how I know when I'm ungrounded. I just kind of feel like I just can't get my act together no matter what. What I do is I take my buck knife, and I go to the park, because we got a park right down the street, and I actually stick the knife in the – I hold on to the knife, and I stick the knife in the ground. And that helps me to get grounded a lot quicker. It helps me get grounded really, really fast, okay? And then, you know, there are some other ways. Like I throw cold water on my face. I do that sometimes when I'm in some pretty intensive readings, and I get out and I'm all over the place, you know. To get grounded, I throw cold water on my face. And if it's still an issue, if you still can't get grounded, you could actually place your feet in cold water, like get ice water and place your feet in them. Oh, you know, that works too. I don't think I've ever gotten to that extreme, but I've gotten to a point where I've actually had to I have a couple of plants, and I put my hands right into the dirt and just, you know, let it rub it in my hands and just get a feel for it and stuff like that. And that helps to ground me. So again, it's mainly these things that help me, but I've always noticed that when people are having fun, you know, when they're playing sports, or they're playing a musical instrument or something like that, I think that you can almost not get grounded. I think it's a really good way to automatically get grounded, because it takes your mind off of whatever it is that you're having an issue with and whatever it is that's making you feel really flighty, you know. But again, that's just me. So, and there's lots of techniques. Some people, you know, you could look them up, YouTube, or like you say, you do mantras. I just found mantras not so long ago. I just found mantras, and that's really helped me. So I think at the end of the day, it's really trial and error thing, and to see what really works best for each individual, because you know each individual is different. So I don't think that there is always just one answer. So that's what I think about that. And also probably being away from staying away from people who make me feel ungrounded. So sometimes
that's a big
one. Yeah, exactly. That's the real big one. And it's even worse when you're around people who do that to you and you don't know why. You know, so it's, I think it's important to feel grounded because then you don't feel so flighty and stuff like that. But that's just me. So I think it's just a trial and error thing. Now, I know incense helps to do it, and essential oils, you know, and taking a bath and stuff like that. So I really think that it comes down to an individual thing. I think everybody's different because everybody has different experiences. So I think it's just a matter of trial and error, really. Would you like to say anything
else? Well, I take medicine, and it's pretty heavy psychiatric medicine, and it's supposed to keep me at a level of groundedness. The problem is that it's hard to feel like an entertainer when you're so medicated. Those ups were thrilling, and I don't have them. I have to make them as close as I can get to them. And it also is associated with weight gain. Mm. So I have to fight the weight, and I have to fight the sedation.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I heard you, but I have to get an urgent message here from Dave. He said he just called me on the phone and said that he actually got kicked out, and he's trying to call back into the studio and he's trying to get back online and get this together. Okay, so if he has any issues with that, if he can't do it and he can't
get...
Oh, there we go. He's back.
Up, right?
I'm hanging up now. Bye.
David, don't pay any attention to me.
Well, that's okay. Eleanor, me and Eleanor were just talking. She was just sharing
Good.
Some of the things that work for her. Yeah.
Okay. I didn't realize
okay, so...
my mic was open, but I am back. And what I'm going to do now is I'm going to detach for a moment and call Kat, and then hopefully we'll all be there.
Okay.
Thank
Sounds
you for
good.
Your help. Okay.
Yeah, you're welcome. Okay. So we got a couple of minutes. Okay. So, Eleanor, are you still with me?
Yes, I am.
Okay. I'll tell you what. Let's do this real quick. We got a couple of minutes, okay? So what I want to do is I want to pull a couple of cards for you. If you want to hear it. Would you like to do that?
Yes, I do. Mm.
Okay, we're gonna have to make it quick before Dave gets back.
I'm back. I'm back, but something's wrong with this phone because I was calling Kat and it rang once and there was no response. So apparently we're going to have to carry on without her. I'm just going to let her know what the problem is. And actually, she can talk over Facebook, come to think of it. Never mind. Let's try that. Okay. Thank you to the listeners for being patient with us while we're working out technical difficulties. I'm going to get Kat live through Facebook. I'm going to turn up her volume. And hello, Kat.
Hi.
Guess what? It didn't work.
Oh.
But I'm in the studio. I just can't connect with you.
Okay.
But
all right. Well, that's fine.
No, it is fine. But the beauty is, since I've connected with you on Facebook, you are in a sense live. Can you hear Kat, David?
Yeah, I can hear.
Okay, we can hear you, Kat.
Okay, wonderful.
Kat is enjoying springtime in her car, and I've just seen scenes of her springtime, and the sun is shining there. It's almost 11 o'clock in the morning. And Kat, what would you like to say about grounding yourself? If you could keep it brief, we've got 15 minutes left.
Okay. So grounding yourself is really, really important, obviously, because it stops you from leaving reality. So it's really about keeping yourself focused in the here and now. For me, grounding, when I ground myself, I plug myself back into the planet, into Mother Earth. And then when I'm plugged in, I'm tuned in. So by plugging in, I'm tuned in. Then as Abraham Hicks says, plugged in, turned on, tapped in, something like that. It's very important. You know, if you don't, you're an animal of the planet. If you don't ground yourself into the planet, you're going to lose your sense of space, of where you are, and of what's really, truly going on. So a good way to ground yourself is to eat something healthy, especially after you've done any spiritual work. Another good way to ground yourself is to imagine that your spinal cord is a big extension lead, and send the plug of the extension lead out of your into the molten core of the earth, and from there plug it in. And then you can imagine that you are plugged into the earth and you're grounded that way. Another way you can ground yourself through visualization is to imagine that your feet are tree roots and to actually send roots into the ground. I don't know if anyone else has said that one.
No.
It's just some brief ways to ground yourself. A good way also to ground yourself is, you know, it's a bit of a leveler. So, you know, one of the things that can get us out of being grounded is getting into our ego and thinking how fantastic we are. So a good way also to ground yourself is to think of being humble. Not in a negative, need a dose of humility way, but being humble, looking around and seeing other people who are struggling and passionate towards that, and to think about the way you could help someone else and not making it all about yourself. That's very grounding, and it keeps you in a space where you can serve your life and the lives of others in a more effective fashion. Grounding it's really important for the greater community that we walk around being grounded, but it's also very important for your own life and for your mental health. What do you think, David?
I totally agree with you, and I will say this. I didn't hear David share, but I did hear Eleanor talking about the importance of meditation and how she uses that as a technique to ground her. She talked in terms of, Eleanor, why don't you say what you said briefly to Kat, and then I'll talk about meditation a little bit from a different standpoint.
Yes, Kat, I was doing some meditation, but I wasn't concentrating on it, and I only had one mantra. And I needed others to extend my faith. So now I sit down in my big chair, usually in the mornings, and I cut the length of time that I do the mantra, but I put more mantras in to the length of time. Ritual is very important. but I must be missing out on something because I can't seem to overcome this weight issue. It seems to be following me. I want to walk better.
Right. You heard what David said to you, didn't you, Eleanor?
Yes, I did.
To focus on what you want rather than the lack that you're perceiving or the problem that you're perceiving?
Yes.
Let's see what Kat has to say about that.
I think it's interesting. I'm listening to the words that you're using, and you're calling it a weight issue, and that it follows you around. So it's not you. That makes it separate to you. So I would like you to look at the extra body weight that you have and maybe give it a name because it's separate to you. What would it be called? Would it be called Lenny or
the
Barbara?
The name
or
that comes to me is something like Zoom.
Because it follows you around.
Yeah.
She was giving a name, Kat. Go ahead, Eleanor.
It's something like Zoom.
Like Voom?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Okay, cool. And so it also, does it have a color?
Does it have a color?
Yes, dark purple.
Dark purple, beautiful. And does it have a scent?
Does it have a what?
A scent.
A scent. Oh, my goodness. Pine.
It smells like pine. That's a cool smell. So now we've got a name for it, Voom. It's dark purple and it smells like pine. Can we ask Voom why you follow Eleanor around? What would Voom say?
Did you hear that, Eleanor?
Yes, she misses her ancestors. And she wants to communicate with her fathers.
Beautiful. So, Eleanor, in your meditations, call in your ancestors of the highest unconditional love to communicate with you. And just know also that body fat, it's made up of carbon, but actually the way that we get rid of it, we shed it through breathing. So use breathing techniques and eat less, move more. So, you know, I know you're coming into the colder months there, but think about having 3 glasses of water before you have a cup of hot chocolate. Or, I'm going to have that hearty meal, but the rest of the day I'm going to eat light. And balance the food out so that it's more on the healthy side and it's high in nutrition. Lots of vegetables, lots and lots and lots and lots of vegetables. And do more exercise. So even if that means I'm going to park 3 car park spaces further from the shop than I would normally, that's a little bit more exercise. What you want to do is breathe more. There's meditation techniques you can use, such as there's a Kriya Yogi meditation techniques, which are brilliant for breathing. Breathe more. The more that you breathe, spirit is breath. Your life force is in your breath. The more you will feel alive, the less this weight issue called Voom, which is dark purple, which smells like pine, who longs to speak to her ancestors, the less hold she will have on you, because you will be meditating with the intention of speaking to your ancestors, but you will also be using your breath techniques in meditation, and you will be feeding your body so that she can shed the need to speak to the ancestors, because you're doing it every time. You're doing it, you're doing it, you're doing it. Does that make sense to you?
Yes.
Wonderful.
I thank you very much.
Neighborhoods. So there's most likely a Kriya Yoga teacher in your town, but you can also find exercises on the internet, on YouTube, and the Isha Foundation, ISHA, the Isha Foundation teach free meditation.
Excuse me, Kat. She does not have internet.
Okay.
Yeah. Eleanor was saying to you that she's very grateful for what you've said to her. We're running out of time. I don't know if you are willing to still do a meditation for tonight, Kat.
Yes, absolutely.
Okay, I'm not going to share tonight. I think what's been shared is brilliant. David, I'm sorry that I didn't get to hear what you had to say, but I thank you for carrying the ball, and I trust that you had a nice conversation with Eleanor. She's a very wise and compassionate woman with a big heart. And she's a singer, by the way. She
is a
tenor. Go ahead.
Go ahead. Sorry. I just got three things I want to say to Eleanor real quick, even though we won't have time to discuss them now. I just want to tell her, because I told her that while you were away, I was going to do a really, really quick reading. So I just want to say three things, and she can think about it later, but we won't have time to talk about it now. Okay? Eleanor, can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Okay, I want you to think about this. The weight issue, part of it has to deal with the abandonment issues, okay? And when you get to a point where you start feeling better, when you start standing up for yourself more, because of what I think is you're using some of this food to compensate for some abandonment stuff. That's what I think. So just think about it, okay? That's what I got from a real quick reading that I did. I asked the angels, and that's what I heard. So I just want to put that out there and say thank you for hanging in there with me. And that's it, Dave and Kat. Thank you.
Thank you.
David, thank you. Thank you. You know, Dave, if there's anything else that you wanted to say in the course of a reading to Eleanor, we can forgo the meditation tonight if Kat's okay with that.
I'm okay. I think that's something pretty deep I just said for her to think about. I think it's something she should just, take time and think about. That's all.
Okay, that's perfect. Well, let's just hang in there for a minute because we have an annoying thing going on through the phone that will be done within a minute. So the only thing that I wanted to share to add to the discussion tonight was a couple of things that I would suggest along the lines of meditation. There are other types of meditation that can be done besides breathing. I love nature. I love music. And I love gardening. Gardening is a very grounding thing to do, or to have plants, to care for plants. That's a very grounding thing to do. And just the connection that you can have with another person, like we're doing right now, this is very grounding to have a discussion that is of the highest regard for our fellow human beings that contribute something valuable, or a discussion with an intimate other, or sharing a physical union with another. Those are all things that can ground you and help you stay in the moment. Because that's where it's at. It's staying present and staying conscious. And those are the things that ground me. And I'll leave it there and let Kat do the meditation.
And with that said, Kat, I turn it over to you.
Take three long, deep breaths. And as you breathe in, I want you to say to yourself, I am. And as you breathe out, I want you to say, loved. And just say it three times to yourself. I am loved.
I am loved.
Loved.
I am loved.
I am loved. And just sit in that feeling of knowing that you are loved and have your focus in your heart. And know that it's your emotional center, but it's your feeling center as well. It's really the feeling place of who you are. And feelings are real. And in that feeling center, you have the ability to sense. You have the ability to have instincts. You have knowing. In that knowing, you have the sense of connection with your guardian angel. And so in that space, we call upon our guardian angels of the highest unconditional love to let themselves be known to us. And we ask that they give us a sign that they are there within the next 24 hours. And when we see the sign, let it be so profound and so extremely clear that we instantly know it is from you. And when we see the sign, let it be so pure that we instantly make a connection that is unbreakable to you. And let us know that the way to communicate with you is by breathing deeply three times, saying, I am loved, going into our hearts, knowing that we can sense and that we have instincts and that we can connect. Know it. And when you're ready, open your eyes and know that you will connect with your guardian angel within the next 24 hours. So be it.
That's great.
Thank you, Kat.
Thank
you, Kat.
All right, good night, and God bless everyone. And Kat, love looking at your beautiful face. This is different on the radio. Now I can see you. All right, take good care, honey.
Bye-bye.
Goodbye.
Bye-bye,
good night.
All right, Dave and Eleanor, thank you so much.
Good night, Dave.
He's gone. And Eleanor, I will be talking to you in a while, okay?
Okay.
All right, you take good care.
Thank you.
Yes, thank you.